Milking Time, written by Rachel Treasure and read by Hannah Fredrickson. Dad is doing my head in with his rigid ideas about tits. I keep telling him he's been brainwashed by some marketer's idea of perfection, but he just mumbles at my fancy mainland boarding school and Hobart's University down south has turned me into an uppity know-it-all bitch. When Dad says crap like that, I want to lecture him on sexist microaggression, like Miss Shroud taught in Feminist Studies 1, but that would just add fuel to his already smouldering dung pile. As Knickknack and I trudge behind the despondent stragglers of the herd of cows, the troublemakers, as Dad calls them, the rebels to me, I swivel to adjust my undies that are steadily being consumed by my bum inside my waterproof pants. A silky black crow perched in a dead gum echoes my undies-induced moan. Nothing wrong with being a bitch in your case, is there, Knickknack? Reaching around, I fish my bonds out of my butt. Knickknack wags her border collie tail like a pageant flag, improving my mood. Then my sock begins slipping down in my gumboot. The makings of a blister stings my heel. This whole tits argument started yesterday with yellow tag, cow number 1761, a big black and white beast who sails like a ship across the paddock. She's a beautiful creature, but Dad is fixated on the fact she has this one little extra teat that pokes out the back, as if she's giving you the finger, but upside down. He likes a cow that has four neat teats, like an upturned milking stool. Faster to get the cups on that way, more hygienic with the auto-teat dip, plus less confusing for the milking relief staff, he reckons. But now he wants to colour, just because of that. Just for having a fifth little teat. Idiot. I trudge on through the mud, cow shit and rocks that's supposed to be a well-drained road which never got finished. The money didn't stretch beyond the new over-designed, tech-infused rotary dairy. Plus, there were my legal fees after all that awful Austral University business. These days, I find it's best not to think about uni. But my mind has other plans, just as the crow calls again. Professor Turner flashes into my brain. His wavy Hugh Grant hair, the conformity of his Tasmanian old scholar's tie, countered by his zany socks peeking out from his corduroy trousers. I used to long for that gaze of his. Eyes that would ice me blue from behind deceptively jazzy glasses that he changed as often as his socks to match the bright-coloured elbow patches his wife ironed on every jumper and jacket he owned. He thought he was cool and sexy. I thought he was cool and sexy. Now he's my worst nightmare. Or should I say was. Past tense. Knickknack looks up at me with her doleful violin-playing eyes, reminding me I'm thinking about Professor Turner again, and I'm to stop. Thanks, Knickknack. No worries, says her tail wag. But really, Knickknack has lots to worry about. The poor bitch has had a litter of pups pretty much every time after she's been in season. You'd think she'd be over it by now. Each time Knickknack comes on, I say to Dad, it would be a good idea to fix her.
Yeah, Connie, he'll roll his eyes. You're full of good ideas.
Then he ignores me. An old paddywhack gets to pumping his pelvis with Knickknack yet again, and soon more half-useless pups are handed out in the district like excess zucchinis. Talk about give a dog a bone. Still, she always digs deep to find a tail wag. Don't you, Knickknack? See? Tail wag. For a moment, I fall into the universe of her rich soil eyes, specked with golden flecks. I reckon you can find God in the eyes of a dog. Makes total sense. Dog is God, only spelled backwards. No judgment. Just like God.